You know, Christmas is a time for celebration, and it's of interest to consider some of the ways in different countries that this celebration takes place. For instance, in the UK, we sing carols, exchange gifts, and usually eat more than is good for us. In New Zealand, with Christmas falling in the summer, it's popular to becoming popular to barbecue dinner outdoors. In Germany, a tree is brought into the house on Christmas Eve. The family will gather around it, usually read from the Bible, accompanied by singing Christmas songs. In South Korea, the capital city, Seoul, puts on an amazing display of lights, illuminating the whole river, including the bridge over Han River. As we've thought of how people around the world celebrate Christmas, it is important to focus attention on the event central to it. The coming into the world of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that's the central thing. While it is true he was born in Bethlehem, and that his birth was unique, and that Mary, his mother, was a virgin, it is equally true, as he himself said, "I came down from heaven." His birth was not his beginning, but his birth was unique, and so was his life. The Bible says he went about doing good. That was a constant practice of his life. However, the clue to the main purpose of his coming is given by the angels in their pronouncement, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour." Imagine calling a baby a Saviour. I mean, across the world today, there are great, serious, and many great and serious needs to be met. There's no doubt that mankind's greatest need is for a Saviour, one who can provide the answer to the greatest problem of sin and disruption and hatred and pain and everything that comes out of it. God says it's the result of sin. The wages of sin is death. We've all sinned and come short. That covers every one of us. You know, that is an assessment which, if we honestly consider it, it cannot be denied. And the seriousness of this condition is that man is morally responsible to his Maker and cannot of himself produce a solution. We need a Saviour. But the coming of Jesus to earth and living a perfect life, he was the only one who could answer to God's requirements. On the lonely hill of Calvary, during 3 hours of supernatural darkness, the Lord Jesus Christ became the willing victim who was judged by a holy God to bear a load that no one else could bear. The Lord Jesus bore my sins in his body to the tree. If we repent of our sin, confess we're wrong, and turn to God for forgiveness, we can have our sins taken away. We can be fit for life and guaranteed heaven. However you celebrate Christmas, whatever custom or tradition takes place in your home, don't miss the vital issue that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.